Good morning, and welcome to the Father's House. Three things I usually do when I have service, and so I want to start out with those three things. Number one is I tell everybody that I love them. Now, we're in a different situation, so let me do this. Let me take I call it favorite number, and let me use that, and I'm going to tell you that I love you seven times. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Amen. Second thing we do is I like to make God happy. You hear about the saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, I believe if God ain't happy, you're not going to be happy. And one of the ways you make God happy is through repentance and forgiveness. It has to be in our mouth. It has to come out of our mouth. And God is happy with a saint who repents and who forgives. And so I want to make God happy. I want to be on his good side. And so I want to do that right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I know I didn't do everything right. I know I messed up on some things this week. And I just ask for forgiveness. I just repent before you, Father. I know you love me. I know you care about me. And I want to be right with you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The third thing we do is we pray. I always pray for everybody. And so we want to pray right now. And I want to kind of use this kind of illustration. Think of prayer as going to heaven's store, grocery store. And you got your cart or you got your basket, and you're going to pick up everything you need or everything you want from God through prayer. And so you're going to pick it up and you're going to go through. And I went to the grocery store yesterday there was in the meat section, it was gone. And no toilet paper, no paper towels, stuff was gone. In God's heaven, the grocery store, everything is there. Everything you need is there. And it's stocked and it will not run out. And I want you to pretend, pick it up. Pick it up and put it in your basket. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask God. And you can pay for it by faith. Some of you might have faith and you say, I'm just going to believe God by faith that this will happen, and it will happen because God takes faith. He also, if you don't have enough faith, he will take your hope. You might say, hey, because he's a God of hope, and you might say, God, I hope you'll do this for me. He'll take that. If you don't have faith, if you don't have hope, he'll also take love because God is love. And you might just have nothing and you just say, hey, God, I know you're a God of love. Could you please help me? God will take those things and he will bless you. He will answer your prayer. Listen, I might not answer it on the time frame you think and the way you think, but he will answer it. So let's pray. You got something for God? Give it to him. Father, right now in Jesus' name, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you that you're a God who loves us, you care about us, and you want to help us. Father, we just lay all our stuff out before you, Father. Some of us need healing. Some of us need direction. Some of us need wisdom. Father, hear our prayers and answer. We thank you for being such a loving God. In Jesus' name, amen. John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I have been, because of, you know, what's going on, I've had some time. And so one of the things I've been doing with my time is I've had what you call quiet time. Not prayer time, but quiet time where I just sit with God. I'm not asking him for nothing. I'm not after anything. I'm not looking for direction. I'm just hanging out with God. He's quiet. I'm quiet. I'm sitting there. He's sitting there. We're just chilling. I'm not asking him for anything. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just in his presence. He's in my presence. I'm just with God, quiet time. And in my quiet time with God, what's been happening, he'll say some things to me. And I'll just kind of respond or I'll listen. And then I'll say some things to him and he'll kind of respond and say some things back to me. It's kind of like me and my wife, we have a rocking chair and on two rocking chairs on the back porch. And sometimes we'll just go out there on the back porch and we'll just rock and we don't even say anything. We're just listening. We're just looking. And we don't say anything. And every once in a while, she'll say something to me and I'll listen. I'll say, And then I'll say something to her and she'll listen to me. And we're just enjoying each other's presence. Well, in my quiet time, here is what I heard I believe I heard from the Lord. Some of the things that I think he was saying to me, and I even say what I was saying back to him. And so I wanted to just touch on just a few things, and then we're finished. One, love never fails. God kind of put it to me like this. He said, Van, I did my homework, and what I found out, there's only one power that can turn a person around who is going to hell and turn them around to go to heaven. There is only one power on this earth that can do that. It's not politics. It's not money. It's not education. It's not business. The only power that can turn a person around who is going the wrong way to go the right way, to follow Jesus, is love. Love is that only power. I did my homework. There's nothing else. And so, Van, I want you to love people. And so I'm hearing him. He's talking to me. You know, at least I believe he's talking to me. And I'm like, God, people are crazy. And they're doing some crazy stuff. And this is the worst time, I believe, ever. People are doing some wicked stuff. They are mean. They are nasty. And sometimes, God, I just want to go at them. And I want to come at them. And God said, hate is not an option. I want people to find me. And the only power, the only way that they can find me is by love. I want you to love your people. Love people. Love never fails. It's the greatest power on this earth. Use it. Hate is not an option, Dan. I want you to use love. Okay, Lord. Second thing he said to me. And again, nothing I'm going to say is profound or great, I don't believe. It's just, God's just talking in my quiet time. Just talking to me, sharing with me. Second thing. Luke 18, it talks about, I kind of paraphrase it. Jesus, he's giving an illustration. He says there's two men in the church, and they're praying. And the first one is praying, yes, God, look what I did. And I've done this, and I've helped you here, and I've helped the church, and I'm a part of the church, and I'm a good person. And I do everything good. And he's real proud because he's so good. And then there's a second person praying. And that second person praying, talking to God, he won't even lift his head. His head is bowed, his eyes are closed, and he says, I'm a sinner. I'm not even worthy. And the Lord speaks about that, and he says, hey, the one who says he's not even worthy, he is the one I'm going to listen to. He is the one I hear. I'm paraphrasing Luke 18. He is the one I hear. The first one, the one who spoke, he says, I'm praying, Lord, and I look what I did, and look what I've done. He is right. He is religious. God doesn't hear religious people. The one who is humble, the one who says, Father, I'm not even worthy. The one who is repentant. He is righteous. God hears the righteous. Here's how the Lord put it to me. He says, saints can see their sin. See, a saint is just somebody or just a sinner who has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We are his saints by the blood of Jesus. We didn't do it. He did it. And saints can see their sin. They can see their mess. And forgiveness and repentance is in their mouth. It's close to them. Because they can see their self. And they can see their sins. And they call out to Jesus, God, make me one of your saints. Because that's the only way I can get there. That's righteous. When you're religious, you can't see your sin, but you can see other people's sin. And you can talk about other people, and you can go off on other people. I know there was a time when I first got saved, I was righteous before God. And I was like, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I got mess. I know I got stuff going on. And then somewhere in the midst of there, I got religious. And I started looking at everybody else's sin. And I started pointing other people out and saying, hey, you got this and you got that problem. And I couldn't see my own sin. Thank God I cried out to him. I said, Lord, show me. Show me my mess. And he began to show me, and I don't mess with anybody no more. I got enough mess. Saints can see their sin. Now, why is this all important? Because God hears the righteous. He hears the prayer of the righteous. He does not hear the prayer of the religious. Saints, make sure you can see. And if you can't see your sin, ask God to open your eyes. I guarantee you, he'll answer that prayer. Another thing he said to me. And again, all this is in quiet time. Luke 11, it talks about if you have an earthly father, how much more the heavenly father would do things for you. I had a great father. I have a great father. He's still living and awesome. And he taught me, raised me up to handle life. And life has pain and problems and pressure. Life has suffering and sickness and sadness. Life has destruction and has death. It has all that stuff in life. And life is just, it's there. And, I came up and God, my dad taught me and said, hey, here's how you handle life and here's how you deal with life. And I felt like I could deal with things. And so especially when I got on my own, I was like, Dad, I don't need your help. I can do this and I can do that. And Dad was, he was proud of me and he was happy and he let me do it. But what you'll find out, and if you haven't found this out yet, just live. You'll find it out. Is that life will come and hit you sometimes, and it'll hit you in such a way that you weren't ready. It'll knock the wind out of you. It'll be more than you can handle. And there have been times in my life where things just hit me and I wasn't able to handle them. But my father was, my earthly father. And I would go to him and he had more wisdom than me, and he had more insight than me, and he had more resources than me. And I would go to him and I said, Dad, I need your help. Life just hit me and I couldn't handle it. And guess what? Never, not one time, and I went to him more than one time, but not one time did my father ever say, here on earth, say, I'm not going to help you, Van. I'm not going to, you're on your own. I know I was there, I taught you, but you're on your own, I'm not going to help you. Every time I needed help, my father was right there. And then he would tell me, he'd say, hey, we got through this, good. And if you need me again, just call me. He always helped me. Life. I know you've been going through life. The pain, the problems, the pressure, the suffering, the sadness, the sickness. Life. You've just been going through it. And now you're going to add coronavirus. Loss of jobs, loss of money, loss of friends, stuff happening, can't go here. If that wasn't enough, just dealing with life, now you add this stuff. But here's what the Father wants us to know. If it gets to be too much, all you got to do is ask me. I'm your Heavenly Father, and I will do even more than the earthly Father. If you need my help, I got you. Now, there's some people here that are going through this time, and you're like, hey, this ain't nothing. I can handle it. But I just want to tell you, and that's cool. That's good. And the Father is okay with you. But he also wants you to know, there's coming a time, just live. There's going to be stuff that's going to hit you and it's going to be too much. And if it's too much, all you got to do is go to the Father. He has more insight. He has more wisdom. He has more resources. He will help you. He will be there. Just like the Father on earth, he's far better. If you need his help, call out to him. He got you. He got you. I know this is a crazy time. It might be a crazy time for you. He got you. Another thing I heard. John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I was just thinking, and again, the Lord was talking to me. I live in a nice house. I've been walking with the Lord for over 40 years. And God has blessed me. I live in a nice house. I got a nice view, at least I think it's a nice house. And I got a nice view, and I got a nice neighborhood. But the problem is I live in a nasty world. This world is nasty, it's ugly, it's mean, it's cold, people in it. I live in a nasty world. And in my quiet time, I was talking to the Lord, I was like, God, I got this right here, but this world is so nasty. When are you gonna clean it up? When are you gonna make it right? And because this world is nasty. I mean, I got a nice house, I got a nice view, I got a nice home, I got a nice neighborhood, but the world is nasty. When are you gonna clean this up? And God kind of reminded me of that verse right there. This is not your home. this is not your home. I don't want you to be comfortable here. I don't want you to feel like, hey, this is the place. This is where it all ends. This is not. I am going to prepare a place. I am preparing a place for you up there. Your real home is up there. Don't get comfortable down here. I was an Army brat, and so every 3 years we used to move. And I had friends, and I had, you know, the house that we were in, but you could never really get comfortable. You could really never get settled because you knew you had to leave. And God wants us to understand that. Yes, you're living here, but don't get comfortable. Your real home is up there. And when we get up there, we'll have a nice house, and we'll have a nice view, and we'll have a nice neighborhood, and we'll have a nice nation. Everything will be nice. Everything will be good. But this ain't our home. Here we got work to do. We got people to reach out to. We got people to love who are hurting, who are going through. That's the reason we're here. That's why God has us here. We got work to do. This is not our home. Don't get comfortable. Does that make sense? Just the last thing I would like to close with. I know if you've been, again, on the news, you see now that the news bring out all these, I call them experts or degrees, people with great degrees. I mean, they're doctors and doctors of economy, and they know economics, and they know the business world, and they know the political world, and they got these degrees and PhDs, and they're doctors, and they can tell you what's going on and all this stuff. And so you're watching all these people who are very intelligent, very smart, and they got degrees from Harvard and Yale and da 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 da. But they don't know how to handle all this stuff that's going on in the world. They don't know how to fix it. They're talking about it and they're giving their opinion, but they can't handle it. And they can't fix it. And they got a degree, something that's real great, but it's not working. It's not fixing this world. And the Lord kind of said to me, he said, Van, these people got degrees, but you make sure you get a degree in these areas. Number one, get a degree in faith. Faith that will take you through a storm, that will take you through a dark time. Get a degree in faith. Two, get a degree in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Learn how to treat people. Get a degree in treating people right, being kind to people. Three, get a degree in freedom. The Bible says if you know the truth will set you free. Jesus came to set us free. His word is truth. If you know the word, you're free. You're free from fear. You're free from doubt. You're free from worry. You're free from depression. You're free. Get a degree in freedom. Get a degree in my word. If you want to learn anything, you want to know anything, know my word. My word will set you free. That's what you need. So, these are the things that I, in my quiet time with the Lord, he was just talking to me about, and I just wanted to share them with you. There might be some things in your quiet time that he has said to you. For those of you that live around me or I know you, I would love to hear them. I'd love to listen to them. And so maybe when we get together, we can talk about it. But this has been my time with the Lord. And these are some of the things he's just said to me. And I'm going to spend some more time with him. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I want to pray a blessing over you. And then I'm out of here. Father, I love you. And I thank you. And I thank you for each person who's listening. Bless them, Father. Be with them, Father. Love on them, Father. I thank you for this word, and I thank you that it's true. In Jesus' name, amen.